Hello and welcome to This Week in True Crime, the more laid-back weekly series that takes a look at current and ongoing events in the true crime world. If you'd prefer to listen to this show in a podcast form, then you can. You can find This Week in True Crime on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you would usually go to listen to your podcasts. A link to the podcast version of this show can be found in the description. This week, we'll take a look into the recently uncovered identity of skeletal remains that were found in a Californian desert last month. We explore a high-speed traffic chase which took place at the weekend, and finally, we will take a look at a story about a large shipment of frosted cornflakes which were seized by airport security in Cincinnati. All that and more coming right up.
The following episode is not suitable for those under the age of 13. Viewer discretion and parental guidance is advised.
On Sunday, the 31st of January 2021, at 9:37 a.m., police responded to the reports of possible human remains which had been found by hikers in Wonder Valley, California. Last week, these remains were positively identified to be that of a North Californian woman who went missing back in June of 2020. Erica Ashley Lloyd was born in December of 1982 to parents Wayne and Ruth Lloyd. She had a 12-year-old son who lived with her, but he was away from their home quite frequently with his father due to a shared custody agreement that they had in place. Erica was a hairdresser by trade and actually owned and managed her own salon near her home. Hairdressing was her passion and was something that she enjoyed getting to do every single day for her job. Unfortunately, due to the pandemic, as many people had to, Erica shut her small business down and remained home with her son. After being in lockdown for almost 3 months, not being able to work and homeschooling her son, Erica was struggling. She tried to keep her spirits up by posting beauty and hair-related videos on her social media pages, as those were something that she enjoyed and thought her videos might be able to help others. There was a lot of pressure on Erica to look after her family and her home, and not having any income due to her salon being closed only made life harder for her. On Thursday, the 11th of June 2020, Erica dropped her son off at her ex's house as per their custody agreement, which meant that she had a few days to herself. While her son was with his father, Erica told her friends and family that she was going on a quote, pandemic road trip, where she would be meeting up with some people in Joshua Tree National Park. This road trip would see her traveling around 7 hours from her home in Walnut Creek to her final destination. Her family encouraged her to get away and take some time for herself, knowing how much strain and stress Erica had been under during lockdown. She set off on her trip on Sunday, the 14th of June 2020, and drove miles across country. Though, after setting off on her trip, her family didn't hear from her again. And so, on the 17th of June 2020, Erica's family reported her as missing after not hearing from her for 2 days. Going without making contact with her family or updating her social media was very out of character for Erica. They were unable to get a hold of her, and neither her friends, ex, or son had spoken to her in recent days. She was last seen in person on Sunday the 14th of June 2020 in the city of Walnut Creek when she left her apartment to start on her road trip. San Bernardino County's Sheriff Department actually located Erica's car the day she was reported as missing. The car was found just off Highway 62 near 29 Palms, which is approximately 500 miles from her apartment in Walnut Creek. The car's front and back windshields had been smashed and the airbags had been deployed and deflated. It was clearly evident to have been some kind of a wreck, though no clues or leads as to Erica's whereabouts could be uncovered. And it was at this point where Erica Lloyd's case went cold. The police had found her car, but she couldn't be found anywhere. Erica had vanished. In July of 2020, a month after her car was found, police ruled that there was no signs of foul play and that they were still actively searching for any signs of Erica. For months, her family held out hope that Erica would be found safe and sound. They created Facebook groups to keep people informed on any new information about Erica's whereabouts. It wasn't until the hikers found her remains a whole 8 months after Erica had been reported missing that this case came to a tragic close. Last week, a forensic odontologist was able to positively identify Erica Lloyd's body through the use of her dental records. There has been no official report stating the cause or manner of her death, which means it currently remains undetermined. After months of searching for answers, Erica's brother made an announcement on social media. Right now is the time for grieving, and I encourage everyone to pause and reflect on the beautiful soul we've lost, our Erica. My wish is that we can all lean a little closer, hold each other up, and remind each other more often that we're here for one another with open arms and endless love. It's what she would have wanted. It's the spirit of who she was. A memorial has been erected near the area where Erica's body was found to commemorate her life and who she was. The next case we are going to look at is a high-speed traffic chase which ensued on Saturday, the 20th of February, 2021. This chase began after a Volkswagen was spotted weaving in and out of traffic Saturday evening on Interstate 95 near Vero Beach in Florida. The car was speeding around 50 miles per hour over the speed limit of the road and was becoming a hazard to fellow drivers on the interstate. After a high-speed chase with multiple police cars, 21-year-old Richard Lee Ortecho was arrested. When he was asked about his reckless high speeds, he stated, quote, "I'm sorry, I didn't know driving reckless was illegal." Excuse me, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? By the time the police gave chase to Richard, he was hitting a speed ranging between 120 and 127 miles per hour in a 70 mile per hour zone. Bruh. Richard was firstly arrested for fleeing the police and for reckless driving, but then after a search of his car, Richard was also charged for possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. Richard's main defense for his speeding was, quote, "because he was listening to a song named Ciento Vente, which means 120, so he was driving 120, because that makes sense." Richard was released on the 21st of February, the day after he was arrested from the county jail after posting a $6,500 bond. The last case we'll be looking into this week is the large shipment of frosted cornflakes, which was seized by airport security in Cincinnati. On Saturday, the 12th of February, 2021, a narcotics detection dog alerted officers to a large package of cornflakes, which the dog had determined needed to be investigated. The shipment was 44 pounds of frosted cornflakes, which had been imported from South America and was on the way to Hong Kong. When the customs officials opened these boxes, they found that the cereal contained white powder and the flakes were heavily coated in a greyish substance. When this cereal was then tested, both the white powder and the greyish substance tested positive for cocaine. With the amount of boxes that were seized, the officers believed that there was a street value of up to $2.8 million. The narcotics detection dog who sniffed out this large shipment was called Bicko, a very, very good boy. While this isn't the strangest way that security has found illegal drugs being smuggled into the country, it is one of the best that has been found by Bicko. And this story brings us to the end of this episode of This Week in True Crime. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and click that notification bell so you don't miss out on true crime videos just like this one. You can find me on social media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. My handles are @itsjoshuamiles on all. And with all that being said, I'll see you in the next case.